Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome to Cook Italy with me. Today, we're starting with a true Roman classic. Spaghetti alla carbonara. The authentic way. No cream, just deliciousness. Let's begin with a bit of history. Carbonara is one of the most famous pasta dishes from Rome. But did you know it only became popular after World War II? American soldiers brought bacon and eggs to Italy, and Romans turned these into something amazing. The creamy, peppery carbonara we know today. But real Roman carbonara doesn't use bacon. It uses guanciale, which is cured pork cheek. It's rich, salty, and packed with flavor. So, what do you need? For two servings, grab 200 grams, about 7 ounces, of spaghetti, 100 grams of guanciale or pancetta, 2 large egg yolks, plus 1 whole egg, 50 grams, about 1/2 cup, of freshly grated pecorino romano and plenty of freshly ground black pepper. Ready? Let's cook. First, bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. Add your spaghetti and cook it until al dente. While the pasta cooks, cut the guanciale into small strips. Heat a skillet on medium heat and add the guanciale. Cook until it turns crispy and the fat renders out. You don't need any extra oil. In a bowl, whisk together the egg yolks, whole egg, and grated pecorino romano. Add a generous amount of black pepper and mix until smooth. When the pasta is ready, save a cup of the cooking water and drain the rest. Add the pasta directly into the skillet with the guanciale and toss it so it soaks up all that delicious fat. Now, take the skillet off the heat. This is super important. You don't want scrambled eggs. Pour the egg and cheese mixture over the pasta and toss quickly. Add a little bit of the reserved pasta water at a time until you get that silky, creamy sauce that sticks to every strand of spaghetti. Serve immediately. Topped with extra pecorino romano and freshly cracked black pepper. And here are some quick pro tips. Always use freshly grated pecorino for the best melt and flavor. If you can't find guanciale, use good quality pancetta. Try to avoid regular bacon if you can. It's too smoky for the real deal. And never, ever add cream. The magic is in the eggs, cheese, and pasta water. That's it. You've just made real Roman spaghetti a la carbonara. Simple, fast, and packed with flavor. Exactly how it should be. If you enjoyed this recipe, don't forget to subscribe to Cook Italy with me. Leave a review. It helps us reach more food lovers like you. And follow us on Instagram at Cook Italy Podcast for extra tips and behind-the-scenes photos. Thanks for cooking with me today. Until next time, buon appetito!